Boy, Kim, we're sure whipping through the month of August now, aren't we?
Oh my goodness, can you believe this? This is the last day.
Yeah, September, just around the corner here. Since fall is coming, just around the corner, I don't want to rush it, but the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board would like you to visit Cherry County and to visit the Valentine area. Of course, there's still a Niobrara River trip that's great in the fall to see the changing leaves in the Niobrara Valley or the dark skies. Of course, the stars are here year-round. We have them open, turned on all year-round. So come and check that, come and check that
True.
Out. And it's a great place to do some upland bird hunting, maybe a deer hunting trip, something like that. Find out more about visitvalentine.com.
Tri-State Livestock News. They are the cattleman's publication, delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage. They've been doing this for decades, folks. This is a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insights. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available online at tsln.com, or you can get a subscription and have it arrive in the mail.
Do you remember when we talk about the good old days? Black and white TV, things like that?
Well, I remember when other people talk about black and white TV.
People under the age of 60, 70 may not understand all of this, but for the rest of you folks out there, you could hardly see for all of the snow. That's the black and white TV, remember? Spread the rabbit ears as far as they go.
That I remember.
Well, Mom used to cut chicken, chop eggs, and spread mayo on the same cutting board with the same knife and no bleach. But we didn't seem to get food poisoning. Why's that?
Interesting question.
Our school sandwiches were wrapped in wax paper in a brown paper bag, not in ice pack coolers, but I can't remember getting E. coli. Almost all of us would have rather gone swimming in the lake instead of a pristine pool. Talk about boring. No beach closures back then. We all took PE and risked permanent injury with a pair of Dunlop sand shoes instead of having cross-training athletic shoes with air-cushioned soles and built-in light reflectors. I can't recall any injuries, but they must have happened because they tell us how much safer we are now.
Yeah.
We all said prayers in school and sang the national anthem. And staying in detention after school caught all sorts of negative attention. I thought that I was supposed to accomplish something before I was allowed to be proud of myself. I just can't recall how bored we must have been without computers, PlayStation, Nintendo, Xbox, whatever else is out there, all of the satellite streaming things now. Oh, yeah, and where was the Benadryl and sterilization kit when I got that bee sting? I could have been killed back then.
You could have died from that.
Right. We played King of the Hill on piles of gravel left on vacant construction sites. And when we got hurt, Mom pulled out the 48-cent bottle of Mercuricone.
Oh, right. Yes.
Kids liked it better because it didn't sting like iodine did. And then we got spanked. Now it's a trip to the emergency room, followed by a 10-day dose of a $200 bottle of antibiotics, and then Mom calls the attorney to sue the contractor for leaving a horribly vicious pile of gravel where it was such a threat to children. To top it off, not a single person I knew had ever been told that they were from a dysfunctional family. How could we possibly have known that? We never needed to get into group therapy and anger management classes. We were obviously so duped by the many social ills that we didn't even notice that the entire country wasn't taking Prozac. How did we ever survive? Love to all of us who shared this era, and to all who didn't, sorry for what you missed. I wouldn't trade it for anything. Something on the good stuff today.
There you go. Well, we don't have a lot of time left, but I've got something I'd like to share. Here are some aphorisms. Now, what are those, you ask? It's a short, pointed sentence that expresses a wise or clever observation or a general truth. For example, here is one. The nicest thing about the future is that it always starts tomorrow. And another one. Money will buy a fine dog, but only kindness will make him wag his tail. And Aww. Wrapping it up, I know, isn't that sweet? And wrapping it up, if you don't have a sense of humor, you probably don't have any sense at all.
Ooh, okay. Well, folks, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for the good stuff.